my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a red up.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Sack.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Chronicle.su Radio Hate. I'm HateSec, and I suppose we'll just jump right into it, yeah? Alright, dude. So my friend tells me that when I say crazy, that this is dismissive of someone's history, or maybe they've got like a mental illness or something, and crazy, to use the word crazy is not to be fair to that person. That you're, that I don't know. Because I was like, you know, a crazy guy attacked me today at the pizza place. And she said, that's not the word, you know. And I was like, yeah, I should have taken this guy's history of mental illness into consideration as he was assaulting me at the pizza place. And I don't know. That has yet to be settled. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens in the future with that. This is boring as a motherfucker right now. Did you guys see Ariana Grande getting groped at Aretha Franklin's funeral? That fucker, that pastor, man. He was really getting him some titty there. Hugging Ariana Grande all close in. Is that how you say her name? When I hear her name, it makes me want a grande iced caramel macchiato from Starbucks. With an extra shot of espresso. I think that comes to 3 shots. I just want that sugar. I want that name brand fucking cup in my hand with the fucking straw that's going into the ocean forever and it's gonna get lodged in some dolphin's nostril. That caramel at the bottom, that's why you need the straw to suck up that caramel through the straw and big globs of it like it's fucking brown snot, right? But it's sugar. It's caramel. It's caramel, baby. So he's got her by the... You would hold a woman normally, like your hand would be down around her, I don't know, that soft part, like above the hip, right? The waist, the stomach, you know, the side, right? But his hand is way up here on her rib cage, and he's got his fingers wrapped around back Ariana Grande's tit, dude. And I mean... At one point, he's got the nipple, dude. I mean, he comes up on that titty. He's feeling her up, man. I think he's getting a hard-on, right? And even she's making a face like, is this motherfucker for real? And she's, like, trying to worm away from him, dude. I think she was having a Me Too moment right there on that stage at the funeral of the woman who wrote R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I can't get no... So, that happened, and I watched a couple videos of it, and one of them I was like, okay, that's bad, but it's not so bad. But then I watched the second video, and he was really getting some titty. I mean, you don't get that much titty on accident, is all I'm saying. He's gonna say he was just trying to pull it in or whatever, but you know what you're doing, homeboy. We're gonna do an Assange wellness check, because we don't know what's going on with Jumpin' Julian Assange. These days, you don't hear from him. He's at the embassy, so we're going to call the police and send the police over to do a wellness check on Julian Assange. That fucking ER actress. This is what you do. You call the police for a mental health crisis. And then the police come. And aren't they helpful? They come with their guns and their bulletproof vests. And they're always great in a mental health crisis where somebody is unstable. The police win every time. So, they shot that ER actress because she got a hold of a BB gun somewhere, somehow, and brandished the BB gun, and then boom, boom, boom. National treasure on the ground. Mental health crisis solved. Once again, by the police. This is what they do. They come and they escalate, man. I was talking to my buddy Chandler about this, and he told me that way back in the day, 2011 was an exciting year for everybody, dude, for politics and the country, like us here at Internet Chronicle. I mean, that was just a really, that year was electric. There was so much shit going on. What did Slavoj Žižek called it? The year of dangerous thinking? I don't know. Something like that. But anyway, Chandler said that he was in Los Angeles at the time, living in LA. And, oh yeah, I'm not supposed to say his name on the air. Whatever. He said that if this is really bad, then, you know, fuck it. We'll fix it later. But he said that he was reading the news in Fullerton. This was in July of 2011. Police killed Kelly Thomas, a homeless guy in Fullerton. And this is when he first read the name Cassandra Fairbanks. And she was a local reporter at the time covering this story, dude. This was like her breakout story where I think a lot of us probably remember this story about the homeless guy getting killed by police. And this was her big anti-police story. Like, nowadays, I mean, she is, you know, anyway, she got huge, right, after that story. Her career blossomed, and she became this, whatever you want to call her that she is today. I mean, well, here's what she is today. Because back then she was anti-police, and she's gone completely the other way. Now she's gone to calling the cops on Chelsea Manning, who had taken a picture of herself on a ledge or something. And Cassandra was like, yo, you know, you guys need to go and de-escalate Chelsea Manning at her home, right? And so there are these, like, camera footage in Chelsea's home, in her apartment. I think she lives here in Manhattan. Of the police coming in and, you know, fucking police versus Chelsea Manning, dude. And they say that, you know, they have license to do to her, like what they did to that chick, the ER actress. 20 years ago, ER was the fucking, everybody watched that show. My mom watched it. Even my grandparents watched it, and they didn't like television. And if you didn't watch ER, you were a real son of a bitch. And then you would flip over to Oz on HBO, and you'd see prison rape and people getting shanked. And swastika tattoos. TV was so fun. So, we don't know anything about what's going on with Assange. We're going to do a quick wellness check, and in order to do that, we're not going to send the police because we don't have that authority, but we will Google Julian Assange. What's he up to today? Alright, so we'll go to news.google.com, and we'll search all stories in the last 24 hours of Julian Assange. Oh, yep, somebody disappeared. Alright, something's not right. What is wrong here? Oslo. Norwegian police on Sunday said they were investigating the disappearance of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's associate Arjen Kampfuis, a cybersecurity expert, who was last seen in northern Norway. We started an investigation, police spokesman Tommy Beck told AFP, adding that so far they had no clue about the Dutch citizen's whereabouts, and they won't speculate what happened to him. They're calling it a strange disappearance. He had a ticket for a flight departing August 22nd from Trondheim. And then the train between the two lakes takes 10 hours. So he disappeared on the train, dude. Oh, man. Here come the conspiracy theories. Chronicle.su has got to get ready for this. Assange has been holed up at Ecuador's embassy in London since 2012. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Alright, that's... Okay, so weird shit going on. With a key associate of Julian Assange's. Very weird indeed. Okay, 4 days ago. Oh, his health is suffering. Wait, we got sound. Oh, but I don't have everything hooked up right. I'm such a dumbass, dude. Alright, we'll just have to read this. No, fuck this. We're gonna listen to this bitch. Hold on a sec. She's not a bitch. That's not how we talk about women in Internet Chronicle. She's, you know, she's just like you and me. Okay.
Administration has declined to seek charges, but the Washington Post says federal prosecutors may now go after Assange on everything from conspiracy to theft of government property. Just last month, WikiLeaks released thousands of documents that appeared to unveil certain CIA cyber espionage tools. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said his arrest is a priority as they crack down on leaks.
Whenever a case can be made, we will seek to put some people in jail.
It sounds so different from going directly after Assange, but I guess that's what that was in reference to. This is ABC News. Anyway, inside the embassy, he's living an increasingly secluded existence, having been stripped of his phones, computers, and visitor privileges. Damn, dude, he can't even get visitors. After running afoul of the very government that gave him asylum. Outside the embassy, he is embroiled in the global political scandal surrounding Russian efforts to interfere in the 2016 election, with questions about his role in that drama being raised by friends and foes alike. Okay, blah, 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 a lot of flowery writing here. Life goes on. They really wrote Life Goes On. In a series of interviews, blah, 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 he's been effectively in solitary confinement, says his lawyer. Julian has always said he's very happy to face British justice, but not at the expense of having to face American injustice. Okay. Assange's supporters fear that he could face a potentially devastating series of events that could ultimately land him in the hand. You know, is it really so bad, dude? Let him come here and face trial for whatever the fuck he did, you know? Manning did it. It's like, just get it over with, dude. Get out of that fucking closet and come here and do your shit. You can write a book from prison. Whatever you gotta do. It's like, how long are you gonna live in that fucking closet, dude? If Julian Assange used WikiLeaks to willingly affect the outcome of the 26th election on behalf of a foreign power, Anonymous told ABC, then we are in a whole new ballgame. Oh, don't you love that language? That's strong language. A whole new ballgame? You got any more cliches for us? Assange has been confined to the embassy, blah, 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 creature of the internet. Yeah, he's a creature. Visitors have told ABC News he reads, uses a treadmill, and observes the street life below from a window. God damn. Does he clap his hands and sing the blues? He doesn't share a common language with the guard that watches over him. Some friend of his is worried about his welfare. A club for war journalists that once hosted WikiLeaks press conferences. He was feeling lonely. He scheduled our visit for late in the day on a Friday. It became clear why he wanted company. Okay. He's been gagged. WikiLeaks says Assange has been gagged because of United States pressure on Ecuador. Assange's only human contact outside of embassy staff since March has been with his lawyers, who are concerned about his health and well-being. How many different times are they going to write the same fucking... He's now unable to receive visitors, doesn't have access to the internet, no phone calls. We already went over this. So he's effectively cut off from the outside world altogether. The only people that are able to see him are his legal team, which is obviously a very limited interaction with the world. Dude, he should just keep his legal team fucking chilling with him. Meanwhile, outside the walls of the embassy. Okay. Oh, here comes more stuff about Guccifer 2.0, Organization 1, which sources identified as WikiLeaks, and this is about Special Counsel Mueller indicting 3 Russian companies and a dozen Ruski individuals, saying that they were communications between Russian intelligence officers posing as a hacker persona. Assange has denied having any involvement with Russian state hackers, but his animosity toward former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was well known. He publicly called her a sadistic sociopath during the campaign, while Trump praised WikiLeaks 5 times on the campaign trail for publishing the stolen emails. What Mueller's indictment left unexplained for now was whether WikiLeaks and Assange knew Guccifer 2.0 was not a Romanian hacker, as the persona claimed to be, and was really a group of Russian intelligence officers. In questioning witnesses, Mueller's agents have focused on inquiries on their contacts with Republican political strategist and former Trump advisor Roger Stone. Stone tweeted in 2016 that WikiLeaks had a surprise in store for HRC a few days before WikiLeaks began posting thousands of hacked emails from her allies. And then a bunch of denials came afterwards. The intensified focus by Mueller has coincided with Assange's supporters saying they've heard rumors that Ecuador, whose president Lenin Moreno has derided Assange as a hacker, they put hacker in scare quotes, implying he might not really be a hacker, will revoke his asylum immediately and hand him over to British police. While no charges have ever been announced in the U.S., 2 senior U.S. national security... This is fucking fascinating. They said, would he potentially face charges? They confirmed that they still want to get their hands on him, though it's unclear what that would entail. Again, another cliche. WikiLeaks simply is not what many of us thought it once was. A former WikiLeaks volunteer who worked directly with Assange told ABC News, it's all coming out in the wash. I don't think he could work for anybody else. It'd be completely out of character, Smith said, of the Kremlin collusion theory. He did this, publishing the hacked Democratic emails, thinking Clinton would win, and it would screw her. Well, let's not speculate on what he thinks. Okay, here's the shit about his health. It's suffering, according to his lawyer, but they're not really saying anything. I think they just want us to believe his health is suffering. You know, he could use some sunlight, a little vitamin D. Nobody's arguing that. But, you know, nobody's disputing the man is pale and sickly looking. How about enough about Julian, huh? And WikiLeaks and all that stuff? What else do we have? How long have we been doing this? We're at 18 minutes. I wonder, because I'm going to buy some new clothes, right? And I go to look at the clothes, and I'm like, why is this the style now? Like, why is it a fucking... Why do you wear this now and something else? It's going to be different in 10 years. And then I started to remember, like, all these trends, right? Like, when I was a teenager, the 1980s was huge. Like, you had Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and people either ironically loving the 80s, or, like, you know, your parents actually did. And, but because everybody was, like, so ironically into it, right? Just like they became ironically into the 90s and all that shit. And all this stuff is, these styles are coming back. Like, I don't think it used to be like this. I don't think there was a layer of irony that everyone coated themselves with, to, like, separate us from an immediate experience. And you really see it coming out in the clothes, dude, because that's an outer layer anyway, right? It's like, it's a coat of irony represented by this fucking flannel shirt wrapped around your waist, like you're in Pearl Jam. Or when people wear really loud colors, right? They're ironic. They're doing it ironically, because remember how cool the 80s were, and I'm wearing this. I know it's not cool anymore, but I'm wearing it, and I'm going to make it cool, right? I just wonder, like, if there's been another time in history where we were ironically adopting old styles and making them cool again. Because it's not like in the 1960s, people were ironically into what they were wearing in the 40s, you know? Fucking, a rope for a belt and pants that, like, that were made, that, like, your family made, or you had a tailor hammer out your shoes for you. People didn't go back to that, thinking that, like, that was going to be cool. That was the shit back when we had, you know, there was no hole for your dick to come out when you want to pee at a urinal. You had to untie your rope belt, you know? You wore an onion on your belt. Or what the fuck ever. I'm just saying they're not doing that, right? Like, why is it now that we're going back into those styles? Is it because clothes finally became what they are? It's like, all right, we have to wear this shit. So now we're just going to get crazy with it. And now we're going to go back and forth and fuck around and bring all these different styles into it until everybody looks like LuLaRoe. LuLaRoe? What is that shit? That multi-level marketing pyramid scheme clothes that these women wear. They're all like late 30s, 40-somethings. Got that desperate look in their eyes. Wearing these loud, fucking hideous clothes that don't match. And they're all out together, not tipping. Oh, man. Why did I have to get down this negative road? Barack Obama and his wife Michelle signed some kind of Netflix production deal. This was news in May that I missed. So they're gonna they're gonna potentially work on scripted and unscripted series, as well as documentaries and other features. But they signed the deal, dude. They signed the deal. That's why so they got to meet people when they were in public service. Meeting people from all walks of life, sharing experiences, blah, 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 with a wider audience. That's why Michelle and I are so excited to partner with Netflix. We hope to cultivate and curate the talented, inspiring, creative voices who are able to promote greater empathy and understanding between peoples. Well, goddamn, doesn't that sound nice? And share their stories with the world. Doesn't sound so bad, right? But the guy is making money, dude. Off the presidency. Did he get 3 book deals while he was in office? And now he's getting like a Netflix deal. I mean, dude, what are they going to offer the president? He already had reality TV going in. What's Trump Daddy going to get when he comes out, man? It's not going to be prison time, all right? So you guys can forget that shit. Because every president just pardons the previous president. Because they're all brought up on shit. And then the other one, they just get pardoned. But what somebody was telling me is that in New York State, it's different. Because he doesn't just need a federal pardon. The president can't pardon someone of state crimes. It's a separation of powers thing. So the governor, who would that be? Cynthia Nixon, would pardon the president, which she's not going to do. Cynthia Nixon is a Democrat. I think she's a DSA candidate, as a matter of fact, Democratic Socialists of America. I'm not totally sure about that, but I know that she's pushing for, you know, public health care and shit like that. So she's definitely not going to be someone that pardons pussy-grabbing Trump Daddy, right? Sarandos has a close relationship with the Obamas. His wife, Nicole Levant, served as U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas in President Obama's first term in office. Okay, all right. He was an ambassador to the Bahamas. And now they're making movies together. The couple was in talks with the streaming service on a deal to produce several high-profile projects. Jeez, dude. And we're not talking about projects like in the city. Louis C.K. did a set at the Comedy Cellar the other night. And I would have liked to have seen that. Because it's caused such a stink. People are saying that he's come back and all this stuff. And like, I don't think 15 minutes at the Comedy Cellar one time is a comeback. I think he dipped his toe in the water and was maybe trying material. But that's not even a show, dude. That's like a little set. He did it unannounced. And Twitter really lashed out at him for it, right? But he's not on Twitter to experience it, so they're just kind of like frothing right now. It's like a piranha pit. And Louis just kind of near it, right? So they're frothing around. And so there's a podcast I'm going to check out where the owner of the Comedy Cellar, New York Times journalist Barry Weiss, and a comedian named Veronica Mosey talk for about an hour about him going on stage. So this just came out about an hour ago. So it's worth checking out. If only for just the spectacle of it all. Google and MasterCard they cut a secret ad deal together. They're calling it a secret, but we're reading it in the news. So go figure. So they're linking online ads and store purchases using credit card data. This is going to be fun. So everything you bought. I mean, I thought your shit was already tracked on a credit card. They know what you're buying. All right, so Google advertisers have this new tool, and they can track where the ads they ran online led to a sale or not, even at a physical store and not on, if you buy it from a website, right, or Amazon or whatever. So this is because MasterCard has this pile of transactions that Google paid for. So about 2 billion MasterCard users, I guess myself included, right? Where's my fucking wallet? Do I have a MasterCard? I know I have a Visa. Let me see what I have here. No, that's another Visa. What's this? Oh, movie passes on MasterCard. All right. So anyway, they know the movies I watch. They know that anyway, too, because MoviePass sells all that shit. Dude, everybody's selling your data everywhere. But, all right, whatever. But they never told the public, right? I mean, as a member of the public, I kind of already assumed they were doing that. Like, you know, like, they're only just doing this now? I thought they had been fucking us like this for years. They brokered a business partnership. Dude, it took them 4 years to negotiate this. But now they can measure retail spending. I think this is something Google's never been able to do before, despite being the largest advertiser in the world. So it raises privacy concerns, right? I mean, at Internet Chronicle, dude, we do not like Google. We don't give a fuck for Google because they used to advertise at our site, and then the second it was time for them to actually pay out, what did they do? They said we violated some fucking terms or something, and you know. Like, because we were getting the traffic. Internet Chronicle was getting famous, and Google didn't want to pay us. Because, and they don't tell you why. Maybe they thought we were getting away with something because we're just telling jokes, and we're riffing on stuff, and we're making fun of shit. I mean, we were also running ads. What I would do, maybe this is it, was if I saw an ad displayed on Internet Chronicle that I thought was ridiculous, and Google was the one piping the ads in at that time, I would take a screenshot of the ad, and then I would put it in Photoshop, and I would twist it all around until it told this dark message. And it was so, but it still looked like ad choices. It had the little blue triangle in it, but instead of saying like AdSense on it, I put Chronicle.su. Right? But I kept their stupid little logo, and maybe that pissed them off. But you never know why. And that's not even really what pissed him off. What pissed him off is having to pay out to a satire site that was just skating by on fucking with people and tricking people and trolling and shit. And I think that's what they didn't care about. But they used this other stuff as an excuse. And you read their rules, and it's like they could be banning everybody, you know, for everything. So obviously they apply that shit selectively. They only paid millions of dollars for the data. I think that's the weirdest thing. Even if it's hundreds of millions of dollars, like, that's not very much in terms of Google, man. They should be paying a lot more for fucking hard credit card data, you know what I mean? In a spreadsheet or whatever the fuck it is. I mean, the people talking about this story don't even want to be identified. Google is denying it, that there's no revenue sharing agreement. Oh, there we go. We are getting tweets. Let's put the call in line. Let's see, guest call in line 917-675-4836. Call Radio Hate now. Open lines. We'll take some calls before we go if they happen to come in. Let's read a little more about this Google shit. Yeah, MasterCard won't decline on it. Or they won't comment. I'm sorry, your comment was declined. Do you have another comment? Let's see. Oh, and they always say no individual transaction or personal data is provided. Then how do they know if you actually bought the shit? Why would they pay all that money and not get that personal data that is the reason this is a international news story in Bloomberg? Sorry, I'm about to throw up. Last year when Google announced the service. Alright, let's jump ahead here. Google's testing the data service with a small group. It could be you or me. It's not Internet Chronicle. We don't do business with Google. But that doesn't matter. If you do business through MasterCard now, Google is fucking with your shit. It was enough in 2011 for MasterCard to deny transactions to WikiLeaks that people would then turn and attack MasterCard servers and denial of service attacks. Initially, Google devised its own solution, blah, blah, blah. That was when they were trying mobile payments. And then they started bringing in credit card data about this time last year. I'm saying because I'm just reading this stuff and skimming it. That's really powerful, Malcolm said. And it was a really good way to invest more in Google, frankly. Yeah, these fucking investors are sick fucks. All right, we're done with that. It matches your online searches and clicks to stuff that you buy in the store. You know, we need legislation about these practices. I don't think we're going to get it. Because the legislators are cheap, man. Credit card people can afford that shit. Let's see. You can buy some random stuff and throw them for a loop. Don't let them, buy some lipstick, but actually use it as a dildo or something. I don't know. I wanted to read some conspiracy stuff, but I just don't know if there's any time for this shit. I saw this crazy video today of a woman. She leads police on this chase. And she has a baby in the car. And so she's doing about 100 miles an hour with this baby in the car, right? She's blowing through spike strips. And she's maintaining control of the car, even though she's hitting spike strips and stuff. She's taking exits and shit, but she can't take them properly because her wheel is out, right? It's like Grand Theft Auto, dude. So she's jumping off of on-ramps and back into oncoming traffic and driving down the center lane and dodging police and shit. It's crazy. And she's hauling ass, dude. And the helicopter zooms in, and you're like, oh, the frame rate of the wheel must be matching the camera's refresh rate because I don't see that wheel turning. But then you realize it's because the wheel has been popped with a spike and she's driving on that rim, locked, just pushing it. And then she can't stop, right? So she hits a fucking red light. She rear ends a truck at the red light. She jumps out of her car and you can see her fucking tramp stamp as this meth bitch goes running around behind her car. And she goes to the passenger seat in the back and she rips a bassinet or a little carrier out of the car, right? And then she's running down the side of the road with this fucking baby in a carrier, dude. It's like asleep in the carrier or something. And she's running across like six lanes of traffic, dude. And she stops the car. She gets in the passenger seat with the baby, and she's attempting to carjack this white vehicle. So the police jump around in front of them. They come out with their guns drawn. They try to break the window open of the driver's side, where the driver's still sitting in there getting carjacked by this woman. So the driver gets out. The police go to, they pull the baby out, set the baby on the sidewalk in its carrier, and fucking arrest the mom. And then you go in the, and then they go around to the back seat. The mom goes around to the back seat, and you see that she has a fucking baby too. So it's like just a bunch of women with babies in this story, but one of them is carjacking. We got a caller, area code 704. You're on Radio Hate. How the hell are you?
I think you know. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, do I hear water?
What are you talking about?
Are you calling me from the bathtub?
I am. Is that all right?
It's fine by me. I just don't know how the listeners are going to feel about it.
What, do they not like the sound of splashing water?
I think it's the implication they're uncomfortable with. But, you know.
Well, they don't have to worry. I'm taking a bath in my swimsuit.
Holy shit. Now, some people do that because, for religious purposes, right?
I wouldn't know. I've never been religious a day in my life.
You've never been religious enough to know. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Mia. I don't know too much.
Is this the person we spoke to last night about surviving a cult?
It is. I got so excited I had to call again.
Holy shit, a return caller. A repeat caller on Radio Hate.
Internet offender,
huh? Did you say a two-time offender? A repeat offender?
I did.
I wanted to ask you, because we didn't really get to fully flesh out that whole conversation last time, and I still had questions. One of my questions was something that fascinates me about any kind of cult or religion or group is when somebody leaves the group and they send other people out to try to bring them back in. Did they ever do that to you?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Not as vigilantly as I thought they would, because I guess they didn't care about me too much because I never got baptized, and they care more about you if you baptize yourself. And I'm doing it right now, you know, but this baptism isn't good enough, I guess. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of the tub.
But is it still baptism if you're in your, swimsuit?
What did you say?
Does it count as baptism if you're still wearing a swimsuit? Don't you have to be naked for that?
No, you just have to be fully... You have to, like, fully immerse yourself in the water. That's it.
Do you have to breathe it into your lungs?
Yeah. You have to take it in every hole.
Did you see Ariana Grande getting groped at Aretha Franklin's wedding? No, it was her funeral. This pastor, I saw two videos of it, and this pastor, he's like got his hand around her, right? But rather than having his hand around her hip or something, like in a brotherly, sisterly love, he's got his hand around her rib cage, right? And he's feeling with those fingers. He's got her, he gets her whole titty in his hand.
Yeah. You don't have to talk about it like that. When you talk about it like that, it makes people relive it, you know? You could just tell the listeners to watch it, Jesus.
Well, this
you're good at describing.
This is the second time I've described it in this episode. Earlier.
Well, I'm sure your listeners appreciate that.
We were doing something
sarcastically.
No, they do, because earlier when I did it as a sort of ASMR description where I watched the video and I narrated it.
Oh, okay.
And I did it sort of like this.
You have a good voice for ASMR.
That's what people told
me. You could really do a number.
I've done a number. I think my EVE Online videos have somewhere in the area of like 25,000 total views or 30,000 or 50 or something. And what these people do, they fucking numbers, go to numbers. Sleep. They go to sleep watching old Hatesack playing EVE Online.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody wrote
ASMR. That game is boring as shit. I can understand why they go to sleep. Wait, am I allowed to curse here?
This is a family program, so yes, you can.
Okay, thank you.
I fucking hate families.
Fuck a family, right?
Family.
Fuck a family unit?
Especially nuclear families, yeah, that are referred to as units. What is that, are you?
Drum.
Do you have drumsticks? Do you have a resentment for family the way I do, where like we like because you got to look out for kids and little kids and stuff, you have to change, everybody else has to change their fucking behavior so that you don't have to explain shit to your kid? I resent families for that. And now I'm alone. I think you might have muted yourself, caller. And we lost her. We lost her while we were ranting about our hatred for family and kids. And it's probably the way a lot of families feel right now as they get inexplicably ripped apart at the border. And whatever happened with that? Are we still outraged about the kids getting thrown in cages? Or are we cool with kids living in cages now? Like, what? You know, those kids are still getting ripped away from their families at the border, you know? Are people still, like, pissed about that, or are we over it? You don't hear about it at all.
It's not a trend anymore, I guess. But people are still mad, you know? Just not as... They're probably moving in secret, you know?
Everybody is about this Ariana Grande getting groped at the theater now. Like,
that's all they care about, but they don't care about enough to, you know, fucking... kill the pastor.
Now here's the thing about this pastor, though. He's kind of like, he has the Trump disease, where he's already done so much scummy stuff in his career that groping Ariana Grande is not gonna topple him. That's who that person is.
Because he's already built that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've seen that, you know, being raised in the cult. I've seen that happen. Like, there are men who are prominent in the religion who have done unspeakable evils, but because they've repented, you know, imagine air quotes around the word repented, because they've repented for their sins, nobody cares, or they don't care enough to stop them from being in power, because that would be going against the will of God, you know? Like, obviously not, but that's what they believe.
It was so important to you to get on Hate Radio that you began the call from the bathtub.
Yeah.
And now here we are talking about old Ariana getting groped. And dude, that's not the first time it's happened to her either. You can tell, you can see the look on her face, like she doesn't want to make a scene because she knows it's going to go nowhere.
Dude, existing in that kind of body, it's like, if you don't live in a cave, you probably have been assaulted in some way at some point. And I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. Please,
you
don't
get to just be a hot chick on the street. Like, you have to be a hot chick on the street on the defense.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You get it. But, I'll be damned if it ain't hard.
Do you see people...
Nobody said it was easy. I don't like Coldplay.
They say... They say pimping ain't easy. But you know what else isn't easy is the hard life of a prostitute.
Amen to that.
Did you see, do you like Coldplay?
I just told you I don't. What's his name? The lead singer guy. He could get it 24/7.
Oh, yeah?
But at the same time, he can't get my ears. He can get my other holes, he just can't get my ears, you know?
Yeah, because he's probably... I get the impression that he's a cool guy, but he's just... I don't know. The music is not... I remember being in high school, and somebody was like, you like Coldplay? I said, no, I don't know who that is. And I was the douche. And now look, nobody will admit to liking Coldplay. The only open discussion we can have is shitting on them.
I mean, no, I will concede. I like their song Strawberry Swing, but only because I heard a Frank Ocean cover of it first, and then I went back and heard the Coldplay version. And then I was like, all right, I like this because it sounds like the other song that I like. Viva La Vida, I have a weird nostalgic attachment to. Yellow, I used to listen to that song. I had a weird crush on this boy in, like, fucking middle school or something. So, like, those songs that I have a nostalgic attachment to, I don't mind. And I could probably, like, talk about, like, subjectively, whatever, why they're good songs, because I care about it. But the other songs, I don't care for. That's Coldplay, baby. You can't, it's hard to care. I'm sick.
What is your problem with the other songs?
He just has a real, like, passive appreciation for the world, like a real, like, I don't know how to describe it. Maybe he's a bit of an airhead, and people have been gassing him up for years because he's, like, a cute guy who does music. And it's okay to be a cute guy who does music, and it's okay to get gassed up. But then he just let it get to him so much that, like, it keeps him from innovating in the right direction.
He let it get to him, and he went out there and got 285 million page views on a single music video.
What does that count for? It counts for counting. It counts for numbers, if you care about numbers.
Yeah, but it doesn't change the fact he's still in a video on this blue beach with his big stupid buck teeth and his fucking wet hair. So. I don't know, man. I don't even get Yellow. I mean, I get it, but I hear it at a lot of coffee shops. You like coffee shops? You like to go and, damn, dude, we keep fucking losing this caller. You know what? How long have we been doing this? 47 minutes? Let me see what else we have to talk about. What's going on with you? What seems to be the problem here?
I have my phone sitting on my stool that I use to play my piano, where I do covers of Coldplay songs exclusively.
I was talking to my buddy about people that, like, that pastor, right?
Yeah.
The Me Too is not going to stick to him, you know. You go.
That's because of it. It's the cult mindset. But, yeah, sorry, go on.
And there's so many different people that, it, for whatever reason, it doesn't stick to. And we were talking about Josh Brolin. My buddy went and saw Josh Brolin tonight. He just popped into the meeting house. Sure. And Josh Brolin happened to be. Like, well, he didn't know it was going to be Josh Brolin. He walked in to a meeting house where he sometimes goes, and he just happened to notice in the front row there was Josh Brolin. He's like, oh, all right, whatever. And so he sits down, and homeboy is there to give the speech. Now, you're already being shitty towards Brolin because you know where the story is going. Because
like him. But yeah.
Why don't you like him?
His name.
Beginning with his name. He was in the Goonies. Well, anyway. So Josh Brolin's up there. I thought you didn't like him because you actually were one of the woke girls who knows what Josh Brolin did.
I am one of the woke girl.
Okay, so
I don't know what he's done. He's just inherently, you know.
So then you already knew that back in the day he beat up who did Josh Brolin beat up? What was this woman's name? Diane Lane.
I hate that it has to be like this, that it's like, oh, who's the woman? But we all know Josh Brolin.
Yeah, she's a national treasure too, and he beat her up. And I just don't know him because I don't follow this shit. But
yeah.
Josh Brolin beat up Diane Lane, right? While he was all wigged out on booze. And apparently he's, like, clean and sober now. But he's like, I did some things I regret. And he's referring to beating up Diane Lane.
Oh, just some things. Yeah.
And that came out, but it didn't stick to him. Like, people were just yucking it up with him, laughing about how he used to be a drunk and stuff. And, like, it didn't stick to that guy.
That's the thing. It's like, I think that a lot of people, once anyone shows the slightest, like, it doesn't even have to be real humility, but if you show, like, a bit of fake humility, sometimes people will eat it up.
Do you think Louis C.K.'s humility was fake? Because he's getting ugly.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I mean, he's embarrassed, but that's like anyone who fucking masturbates and then gets told, hey, dude, that's weird. Like, he's going to be embarrassed. He's just like, oh, well, I really want to make money again, so I'm going to apologize. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for him, but I'm going to because it's well within my fucking rights to do so. So one of them.
About $50 million was the amount he lost.
Oh, okay. And?
Just, well,
he could be on the fucking streets for all I care.
Well, you said,
know.
You know, he lost money,
and
I'm just
won't,
putting a.
He won't be on the streets. Oh, yeah.
A
sorry.
Dollar amount
just,
to it.
Oh, no. I'm just, thank you for the numbers.
Well, there. And who was it? Michael Ian Black said that Me Too. As a movement, which I don't know how you get a movement to do something, but other than it move, but he said that Me Too has a responsibility to create inroads for people, for redemption, for
no.
people.
Okay, sorry.
And that's what they
then
say,
what
right?
Saying.
They say,
it's
no, we don't actually owe anyone a path to redemption. That's kind of on them to, like, carve their own, right? So Michael
well,
Ian,
yeah.
Ian Black... he then agreed with the person, and what did he say next? He said, I can't remember what he said next. I knew it. I had it on the tip of my tongue, but anyway, you know, he...
It was probably something, you know, fucking dismissive. I don't know.
Well he's a really, you know, he's kind of a progressive, he, you know,
is
he's
he
a sweet dude. Yeah, yeah, he's a really good dude.
All right.
And then, I'll and what I'm telling you is that he changed. He didn't like change his mind or anything, but he was receptive to this, the leading voice who said Me Too doesn't owe anybody a way back.
I feel
in.
Like that's all you can ask for is a receptive voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but people are still not into it on Twitter at all. About Louis coming back. But now, the owner of the Comedy Cellar, somebody, a journalist from the New York Times, and a comedian, did this podcast where they, like, defend Louis and his appearance and coming back out. So, it just came out today. I haven't listened to it yet. But we'll see what happens with that. But it's nobody's, yeah, see, we keep losing this fucking caller, man. Let's see here. And they want me to give them a... They want me to rate the fucking phone call every time I get off the phone. And it's like... No, the call is dropping. Skype should figure that shit out.
I'll try to call from a different number then.
Or Skype. You could use Skype. All right. Can barely fucking communicate through that shit. So, what else is there to talk about while we wait for her to get her shit together? We're almost done anyway. We're gonna close out the show pretty soon. I felt like there was maybe one more subject before I go. Conspiracies. Let me check the notepad. Oh yeah, we'll ask about these, Oh, there was a big museum that burned down today. The second largest museum in the Americas burned down in Brazil. It only took 3 hours. The only larger museum is the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. So, we're bringing Mira back on. But supposedly, there was nothing that could be done about the blaze. So they just had to let the fucking museum burn down. Mira, you back?
I think so.
Hot damn. You sound much better now, too.
Thank you. I've been working on my voice.
This is a strong communication channel. We should have started it this way.
Yeah. This is real ASMR quality now.
Did you hear about the museum burning down in Brazil today?
No, I don't hear about much of anything lately.
You don't hear about much?
Mm-mm. So go ahead and tell me.
Well, what were, it felt like we were talking about something kind of interesting previously, but whatever. Yeah, this,
everything is interesting. Anything can be interesting.
It's all interesting.
Yeah.
This is really interesting shit.
Shit is a word for it.
There was a... Let's see. There was a woman when you called... Did this crazy police
I
chase.
Love them.
We won't talk about women. There was... No, this museum burned down today. It was like the second biggest museum in the Americas. Second only to the Smithsonian.
Holy shit.
And it only took 3 hours for the shit to burn down. None of the fire hydrants were working in Brazil.
What was the cause?
I don't know. Arson, was probably.
Arson.
I'm just guessing. Targeting I don't know.
A house of knowledge. I mean, it makes sense. You know, Library of Alexandria type shit. Do you know about that?
Yeah, I do know about the Alexandria Library. Why don't you tell the folks at home what happened?
Well, I'm paraphrasing, and I don't know if this is for real. What's real and what's not real. But what I heard, what had happened was, there was this library thousands of years ago in, like, Egypt, or around that area, and it burned down because of some crusade, like some big group of hate-filled folks. You know, they're probably angry at brown people learning stuff. So they were like, let's burn this shit to the ground. And they did it. And then thousands of years of knowledge was like compiled there. And it was all lost and probably put us in the Dark Ages. That's what I know. I don't know how much of that's true, but that's what I heard.
Did you ever see it on Carl Sagan's Cosmos, where he talks about the library?
No, I didn't, but I had that book.
Is the record called rare?
Of that Cosmos by library. Carl Sagan. Huh? All that
survives is I had that,
record?
Dank
and forgotten
cellar. Record.
It's in the library annex, the Serapeum, which was once a temple, but was later reconsecrated to knowledge. These few moldering shelves, probably once in a basement storage room, are its only physical remains. But this place was once the brain and glory of the greatest city on the planet Earth.
God, his voice is incredible. What's that echo?
That's, Oh, yeah. Here you go. That was Carl Sagan. From so Cosmos. And in the show, there was this was big for the time, but he was like walking around inside a recreation of it. A computer-generated recreation of the library.
Yeah.
And he's got that blown-away look on his face as he looks around and everything.
I gotta see how he looks. In my head, I'm imagining it, but I've never seen.
You've never seen Carl Sagan?
Does he have, like, a turtleneck and big eyes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Then I guess I have seen him. I don't know.
Yeah, Carl Sagan, you should watch The Cosmos. You would enjoy The Cosmos series.
I've seen, like, characters of him. Caricatures? I don't know. Yeah, that's the extent of my knowledge. I told you tonight in this radio call, everything I've ever learned in my entire life. I only know about Coldplay, Carl Sagan caricatures, cult leaders getting away with things, and whatever else I've said.
You know a lot about the cult leaders.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But we don't have to go into that anymore.
Yeah, we shouldn't really. It's a depressing subject.
Who likes to be depressed? This kind of goes hard. What is that?
It's Carl Sagan auto-tuned.
One day, venture to the stars. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400
stupid. I hate it. Never mind. Turn it.
This was fire when it came out. And Billy and I were... this is like 2010. We were partying one winter. And
where is Billy on this fine Sunday night?
I don't know. Sometimes Wild Bill disappears without explanation.
Let's hope he ain't got.
I told his... I went into his channel where he resides, and he is a moderator. He's like a community fucking leader or something of this game called Rust, which is basically like Minecraft with guns. And so there's a bunch of little kids chilling in his channel, and I go in his channel, and they're like, "Hey, Zach, hey, Zach." I said, "Hello, children." And, you know, I tell some jokes and stuff. they jump up at me like puppies. And they're asking me about Kilgore. They haven't heard from Kilgore or seen him or anything. And they demand to know from me, like, "Where's Kilgore?" And I say, "I don't know." I said, "When was the last time you?" And they said, "The last time that he came in and talked to them, he said, 'I'm not talking to little kids anymore.'" And he's done. Damn. And they haven't heard from him since. And that was like, I don't know, weeks ago.
So is he frustrated because he wants to interact with adults on this children's game?
I'm not sure what it is, but...
No, I'm kidding. There's no such thing as a children's game, but you know what
I mean. No, you mean a baby's plaything, like a mobile hanging over its bed, is what you're saying Billy does?
Is it mobile or mobile?
It's, you mean Mobile, Alabama?
Kiss Me, Son of God.
Bill doesn't,
That's a good song.
Well, Bill, is a map creator, and so people are all the time coming at him.
Cartographer?
He's a virtual cartographer. And people...
Oh, yeah, for the world. Yeah, I remember he was saying it the other night.
Yeah, and people, I don't know. They're coming at him or something. He's like, you know, he has to field a lot of questions, I guess. And then he comes in and he talks to the kids, right? And,
yeah.
Because they've been here for so long. They've been around since before Billy became a cartographer. And I don't know. I guess they feel like they have access to him that other people don't. Or I don't know what the deal is, but he went in. He's like, "I'm not talking to little kids anymore." And he left. And so they're kind of they're a flock without a shepherd. And I went in there, and it was pandemonium. There was shit on the walls. None of them had eaten. There was their water bowls were dry, and I poured them a little water, and I jangled my keys for them.
Did they like it?
They're fine.
All right. That's all that matters.
I wonder what they're doing now. Let's see what they're up to.
Go peek it.
Oh my god, there's a bunch of them in there.
You got any food here on Hate Radio? I'm feeling pretty hungry.
Usually we don't feed the guests or anyone.
Ah, okay.
Just feed these kids.
So where do I start? Do I start cannibalizing myself?
Listen to them.
What's up, Pizza?
What's up, dude?
You got some good music to play?
I don't know, man. I'm just here with my podcast right now.
I'm not asking
you, teasing. I'm gonna have to jump out of here for a sec.
Shut up, man.
You see what I'm saying?
I do. I love that kid's voice. He sounds like a real kid, you know.
He's a good kid. He's got a great attitude. He's my favorite.
I love kids. I can't wait to go back to work. I've had like a very like not kid friendly weekend probably, and I just feel like I really need to go back in there. And they all see me, you know. I'm covered in. I had a little scooter accident the other day, and they're just like, "What happened?" And then like my bosses and coworkers are just like, they're always watching me and like what I say around the children, because I want to be honest with the kids. But you can't be
too honest.
Yeah, and that's cool, like, that makes sense, and I respect that. But then, you know, I just want to be like, be careful when you ride those scooters. But then I just told them, I tripped, you know. This is a really bad accident.
You told the kids you were tripping?
No, I tripped.
Yeah, I know, we tripped acid.
No, not when I had this recent accident. You don't know about this.
Well, hold on a second. You're allowed around children.
Yeah.
I think this is a Chronicle.su first time caller that is known to be allowed around children. This is Mira.
Talk about it then, how much more I could say, because there is like a bit of confidentiality with the school.
Probably for the best that you don't mention it, if only,
yeah,
you know, for the simple, yeah, fact that kids are boring and irritating anyway.
Not true, but okay. Yeah.
And they have no place on a program like this. And for that matter, neither do we, because we're at an hour and 5 minutes now. We're already we're out of time.
Oh, okay. Well, I had fun.
Thanks for calling in.
I started gurgling like 5 minutes ago. So
What happened with the gurgling? You're going to eat?
I'm going to eat myself. Or every listener.
Now, some people...
Whichever comes first.
I know. I knew a guy. There was a guy that used to work for Internet Chronicle that would eat his own boogers.
Oh, tasty.
I'm not even fucking around. He did it on a webcam one time while we were having a conference. And I said...
Like, just casually? Did he mention? He's like, hey, guys, I'm going to eat my boogers. Nope. Or did he just, like, start...
It was not a stunt.
That was the... Yeah. I know the girl who used to live here before... I probably shouldn't do that if this is going to be around forever.
What does she do?
But everything will be around forever, and then everything also ends.
Not necessarily.
Amen to that. Have a good night.
Tell the story about the girl. What does she do?
No. No. It's not my place to say.
Because, look, there's going to be an electromagnetic pulse, and it's going to erase all this digital shit we have. There's going to be nothing left.
Oh, that hurts. But okay. I'll take it.
Yeah. So what does she do?
Eats her boogers. She's not ashamed of it. She'd probably be like, yeah, I eat my boogers, if she heard about it, you know?
Talking shit about eating boogers?
In the interest of, like, saving face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
she's like a day younger than I am.
Oh, okay. Were you guys born at the same hospital, too?
Probably. Shit, if she was born in my city.
Is it a dreary place?
there is no culture, but every culture comes here.
There is so he ate his booger, and I said, did you really just do that? Did you eat your booger? He goes, yeah, I ate my boogers.
I said, I mean, if you real? Think about it, you're swallowing liquid boogers all the time.
Sure, but when I do it on accident and it's my fucking, and I breathe it up through my sinus, that makes me gag a little bit. Like, I can taste it.
Oh god, stop. Yeah, I hate it. We can end this here.
That's awful. So, but I can
imagine.
Do you want
to end on a booger eating note, or do you want to end on something else? Because that's why I didn't want to talk about that girl. I didn't want to end on booger eating.
I'll tell you another story. I was going down on a... Oh, man, I shouldn't tell this story, but... I was going down on a girl a couple of years ago.
No! Okay.
Yeah, and...
Jesus Christ, I can tell.
Yeah, dude. And it was like... I don't know. I thought it was like little pieces of toilet paper, like that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, maybe she just got too aggressive with the wiping, but I pulled out like little nuggets of I don't know. It was white. What would that be? It was like a little. It was like parmesan.
It's the same. It's essentially the same principle as a booger, because you have like glands down there that secrete mucus, and if it's not flowing right, it's gonna like congeal. So she's probably wearing the wrong kind of underwear, not drinking enough water, not eating the right foods. All of that stuff can cause weird, nasty, clumpy discharge.
Needless to say, I stopped going down on her right that minute.
Did you play it off well?
Yes. So as not to embarrass or denigrate.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
And then I talked about it on Hate Radio.
Well, thank you for sharing her personal...
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Dude, that's the most personal thing I think I could think of, is if I had weird discharge and someone talked about it. Good thing we're not saying names.
Yeah, we don't say names on here. We never name names. But her name was Stacy.
Jesus Christ. I love this radio show. Well, what a time, every time.
The Internet Chronicle loves you, Mira, and we love all our listeners out there. And as much as you continue to listen and shut the fuck up and do not approach us on Twitter or by email, Liebeljoker Incorporated will contact you. Don't call us, we call you. I'm HateSec, this is Radio Hate. Get the fuck out of here, go fuck yourselves. Good night.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind.
Just wanna be